I will have great pleasure and significant honor in a moment of introducing a dear friend. I would call him a colleague, although he is a healthcare professional par excellence, and I'm not. But Dr. Jim is a revered colleague to us and to many in the Juice Plus world, in the Juice Plus family. And by way of introduction, let me remind you that Dr. Jim Guest, is a certified clinical nutritionist. He has been teaching clinical nutrition at Parker College of Chiropractic for more than 20 years. He is in demand as a speaker, well known throughout Texas and other parts of the country as an inspirational speaker on the subject of health and nutrition. He is a health educator. He is a motivator. And his book, Extreme Health, The Nutrition Connection, has helped many of us to get on the right track to healthy living. Speaking for Jenny and myself, we've had the pleasure and the privilege of sitting at the feet, almost literally, of this gifted teacher for now over 18 years, and we would credit Dr. Jim having had a significant impact and made a significant difference in Jenny's and my lifestyle, our lifestyle choices, especially our dietary choices, and understanding why we are making the choices we are, the good, and even understanding the consequences of sometimes the not-so-good choices we make, because Jim has really educated us over the years. Dr. Jim and his wife Sandy have been on our Juice Plus team now, my count, for over 18. It might even be approaching 19 years. And tonight, as I said in my email, Dr. Jim will help to elevate Juice Plus Complete as a product that we have used, and he and his wife Sandy have used for close to 19 years now, elevate Complete to its deserved place alongside Juice Plus itself as, in many ways, a joint superstar in the world of whole food nutrition. I will introduce Dr. Jim now and ask you, Dr. Jim, first of all, to confirm that you're on and we can hear your wonderful voice.
I am here.
Good, Jim. It's great to hear you.
A little embarrassed after that introduction, but...
Well, you have no need to be embarrassed, and you deserve way more accolades than I could give you, than I have time to give you. But, Dr. Jim, why don't you tell us a little bit more about your background before you went to Parker? And I know some of your professionals, the work you've done in your previous life is almost as fascinating as in this.
Well, I guess just... very briefly, my background is primarily, I guess I think of myself as having maybe three careers. I started selling. Actually, I had a door-to-door donut route when I was 8 years old. It was actually Spud Nuts. I don't know if anybody here has ever heard of those. It was pretty, I don't think they lasted too long, but they were very good. But then... I've been a police officer. I was a detective and SWAT team involved with that, and paramedic. And paramedic was right before going to chiropractic school because of some back injuries, handling people, pulling people out of overturned cars, things like that. Well, injured my back, and that kind of led me to chiropractic to get help, and then I thought of it as a career. So I went to chiropractic school. College, and then was in practice in New Mexico for about 4 or 5 years, and then decided I really wanted to teach and came to Parker. And so this is finishing up my 20th year.
Wow. And Jim, why did you make the transition from chiropractic to nutrition?
Well, in my practice, I of course, chiropractors have often used nutrition, but a lot of times that just means, well, you know, we sell supplements. But I had a couple of patients that had were really having some problems, and I'd helped them, but not to the degree that I wanted. And I had the opportunity to attend a couple of seminars that dug into nutrition fairly deeply, and I used that knowledge to work with these two patients. And And, I mean, it just changed their life, and, of course, that changed mine as well. And I just saw the potential and how powerful very simple changes could be. So I decided to make that a specialty. And so just started getting more and more training and certification. And then at the right time, I gave Parker a call, and it just worked out perfectly that they needed someone to teach clinical nutrition. And I continued a part-time practice for a while after I was teaching, but then things just got busier and busier, so now I'm a full-time professor.
And you're completing your 20th year of teaching clinical nutrition at Parker. And interesting observation I would make, Jim, is that over those 20 years, the faculty at Parker has changed a great deal, but you've been ever-present. You don't need to comment on that, but I think that is very significant. But on the other side of the change coin, if you like, hasn't the study of and the teaching of nutrition changed a lot in those 20 years?
Oh, I think it really has. And, of course, from my perspective, I mean, in some ways, I mean, if you go to various seminars, it seems very complicated. And it can be, but from my perspective, what I teach and what I emphasize just gets more and more simple, actually. And I think Michael Pollan, who wrote a book, trying to think of the name of it at the moment, but The Carnivore's Dilemma was one of his books.
Mm-hmm.
He also wrote a major article in New York Times. But it's basically he just says, eat food. And really emphasizing the idea of real food. But he says, eat food, not too much. And that's really kind of what it boils down to. Because there's been so much research recently that shows the power of just cleaning up the diet. I mean, things reversing of actually, not just prevention, but reversing of heart disease and diabetes and many other conditions from just the power of getting rid of the bad stuff and increasing the good stuff. It's really all it amounts to.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And in essence, that is the core of our complete transformation program, which we in Team Eagles are calling Committed to Complete Transformation. It at core, it is eat clean eating. And, of course, that's what you've been teaching and preaching for more than 20 years. So before I ask you about the Juice Plus Complete, let me preface my questions by saying that we don't expect Dr. Jim to duplicate the excellent information that Dr. Jan Roberto provided on the webinar that's available to all of us. You can see it at Facebook. You can see it in our team JP.net website, a very, very good overview webinar. But having said that, I would like you, Dr. Jim, now to describe from your memory our first meeting and your reaction, not to me, but to what we were showing you, which I think was something like September or October of 1994, wasn't it, from your memory?
I think that's about right. now, I remember it very well. You and, can't remember the
Cab Link.
Yeah, there we go. You and Cab had made a cold call, and which was first directed to somebody else who then directed it to me. And then I met with you guys. And the first thing that impressed me was the complete. And I think the formula now is better than it was then, but that was the superstar as far as I was concerned when I started reading the ingredients of the complete, because it just became obvious to me that a lot of very good thought had gone into it, and they were not putting in cheap ingredients to try to make a profit, but it had the very best of everything in it. And that's really what attracted me. And Sandy and I started using the complete and then also taking the capsules just right from the front. And this was before there was any research on any of it.
And that's really interesting, because looking back, it would have been very easy for us to have failed to have brought in a can of complete. We could have just brought the capsules,
mm-hmm.
and everything might have been different if we'd done that. Different and not
so.
Better. So, Dr. Jim, you're a very busy man. I know your wife, Sandy, qualifying national marketing director on our team, is closely connected with what we all do and therefore is knowledgeable about the Complete Transformation Program. But I wanted to, before I ask you some of the questions that we've had sent in, I want to get your reaction to and help us understand why it is that we see some amazing results in people. And based on the comment you just made about how impressed you were with the Complete 18, 19 years ago, it may not be too surprising, but we see results like these. And if you would, I'll just read each one and say, can you help us understand why this would be? And bear in mind that the Complete Transformation Program, which was a surprise to me, recommends that a person replace two meals a day with Juice Plus Complete, a smoothie based on Juice Plus Complete, not just the Complete powder, but a really healthy, nutritious smoothie, and eats a very healthy third meal and tries to avoid all the other, you know, bad stuff that we shouldn't be eating. But literally, and I've been tracking the results of many people who've commented and posted their results at Facebook. Within, let me not exaggerate, but within a few weeks, 2-3 weeks, certainly not as many as 4 weeks, they are reporting these results. And bear in mind, they are not yet taking the Juice Plus capsules, the Orchard Garden and Vineyard Blend capsules, which are added after 4 weeks. So let me give you the first one. I'm never sluggish, and I'm energized all day and night, in spite of the fact that they have replaced typical meals with basically meals that they're drinking. What would you say about that?
Well, I think the real key there is the phrase that you used about clean eating. And our body craves nutrients, and it craves whole nutrients. And as much whole food based as possible. But I think that we have no idea. Our standard American diet is just such a part of our culture, and it seems fine because it's what we've always eaten. And we just don't really understand how it drags us down when we do that. And when you, from a chiropractic perspective, I think, you know, what chiropractors really do is, from my point of view, is remove interference, and we talk about nerve interference, things of that nature. We remove interference and restore function, and that's my approach to nutrition. And the remove interference part is getting rid of the junk. And if you look at all of the big diet programs through the years, you know, we look at the Zone diet, the Paleo diet, all of these different things, they have one thing in common that I think is the key factor in the results that they see, and that's none of them have any junk food as part of the diet. They all eliminate the sludge, so to speak. And so it doesn't surprise me at all that they're feeling more energetic and more healthy.
Yeah, that's interesting. Other comments such as, my cravings are much improved. I'm not craving sugar or chocolate anymore. And I would go along with that. My blood sugar is stabilized, and I'm experiencing no crashes. I guess that would be another example of exactly what you're saying.
Well, sure, and then you add to that the fiber, you know, not just that there is fiber in there, but it's coming from several sources, so you've got a good blend of soluble and insoluble fibers, and that helps slow the release of sugar and stabilize the sugar into the bloodstream. And then, of course, the sweeteners itself, the stevia, of course, is non-caloric and doesn't have any bad effect on that. And there's just the whole package there is going to be fairly low on the glycemic index. With the blend of fiber that's in here, that would, among other things, help slow and stabilize the release of sugar into the bloodstream, plus the type of sweeteners that it has there. You know, I just don't see it would be a problem at all. There's a lot of people that are concerned with, diabetics eating fruit, for example, but my experience has been if they're eating good whole fruit, well, they really do quite well. It's not been a problem. But, you know, it doesn't surprise me at all that the blood sugar is stabilized and that this is a part of that. Because, again, a lot of the problems from that isn't so much, how would I put it? Again, a lot of the things that they're eating makes it worse. And by cleaning that up and just eating good, healthy food, the body responds very well to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's another one. Amazing to me, some people are reporting that within a few weeks, just on the complete, and clean eating, of course, that their allergies are better. In fact, in several cases, people with lifelong allergies, people who their family are so used to them sniffing and sneezing all the time that suddenly they're saying, what's with you? You're not sniffing and sneezing anymore. So why would that clear up so quickly, Jim?
Well, at least one possibility there. There's a scientist back in the 1930s, I think his name is Paul Kochakoff, but he made the statement that all disease begins in the gut. And that may be a little bit of an exaggeration, but probably not much. And if we have inflammation in the gastrointestinal tract, or if we're eating certain foods that seem to be triggering some problems, especially what's called leaky gut or excessive gut permeability, then macromolecules or large molecules will get into the bloodstream, and then an immune reaction is set up. And what I have seen is when we clean that up and get rid of that inflammation in the gut, then not only food allergies but also environmental allergies tend to do much, much better. And I think that's, again, what's very well could be happening here is getting rid of the junk and getting good whole food in there. Well, it just starts repairing the entire body. And, you know, I mean, that's not, I guess research-based necessarily on the on that particular aspect, but it would certainly make sense to me. I think that it would be a very likely reason or one of the reasons that allergies are helping, are getting better.
Yeah, and speaking of the gut, I remember you were the very first person to teach us personally that our immune system is also rooted in the gut. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. Something called GALT, G-A-L-T, gut-associated lymphoid tissues, which is really the majority of our immune cells is in fairly close proximity to the gut, to the gastrointestinal system, because it is such an easy route for problems to enter the body. And so we have our troops there to fight whatever we're exposed to.
Well, I think you've given us a great explanation to help us understand why people are getting such great results so quickly. And again, we don't want to give all the credit to just the Juice Plus Complete, because in the same way that, as you well know, and you understand the clinical reason for this, when someone like me started taking Juice Plus capsules all those 20 years ago, and over a period of probably, I was pretty slow, it took me probably 6 to 9 to maybe 12 months, discovered that my cravings were changing. I started actually craving that spinach that I had always loathed, and then started eating a so much better diet, and so the Juice Plus became a...
Not by name, but I have used you as an example.
Well, you can always name me Jim. I don't mind that at all.
You were definitely a meat and potatoes guy, and not a vegetable person. And
that's right. And so Juice Plus, as with so many of us, is a catalyst for those changes, right?
Absolutely.
But in the same way, the Complete, along with those other dietary changes and cutting out some of the bad stuff and stopping, you know, the coffee and other drinks that we would do best not to drink so much of, that all contributes to these tremendous results and changes that we are seeing reported. So let me come now to some of the questions that I know some of the people on the call are really keen to hear. One of the things that we notice a lot is, especially new people to Juice Plus, new reps in particular, and some customers, they refer to Complete as the protein powder. And, yeah, there's 13 grams of protein in Complete, but compared to some of the products on the market, that's not a lot of protein. Would you comment on that, on perhaps, you know, mislabeling Compleat as a protein powder and how you see Compleat rather than as a, just a protein powder, Jim?
Yeah, no, I agree with you that that is a misconception. It's not protein powders. I mean, there's 13 grams of protein. There's 20 grams of carbohydrates. And then we've got the dietary fiber. You've got a ton of different phytochemicals. And, I mean, it's... Well, I guess you mentioned the webinar earlier with Dr. Roberto. It's she referred to it as a healthy fast food, and I think that's very true. You know, there's basically three what they call macronutrients, and that we get our calories from, and that's protein and carbohydrates and fat. And this has just a very, very good blend of all of that. It's very low fat. No trans fats, no saturated fats, and but a good balance of carbohydrate and protein. And I think a really important thing is the sources of those. I mean, the protein, it's got, you know, it has soy, it has chickpea powder, pea protein, rice protein. You know, these things are, protein is made up of building blocks called amino acids. And by having a wide variety of these various sources of protein, it gives us, you know, gives the Compleat a really good profile of these amino acids. We get a good, strong variety of and balance of, you know, the lysine and arginine and all the various amino acids. So, and then the same thing with the carbohydrates. Again, different blends, the fibers. Well, I'll just give you an example. It is one of the things that impressed me when I first saw the Compleat and on that first meeting we had was the fructooligosaccharides, which to us is basically an indigestible fiber, but our gut bacteria, our friendly gut bacteria, they love it, and it breaks that down into short-chain fatty acids, and those short-chain fatty acids are the primary fuel for the cells of our intestinal system. And so it's feeding the friendly bacteria. It's providing energy for us to have a healthier digestive system. And plus, as a fiber, again, it slows down the release of sugars into the bloodstream. And, I mean, the whole thing is just, it's got such top quality and well-thought-out ingredients.
Yeah, calling it a healthy fast food is, I understand where Dr. Roberto's coming from, but it's almost doing Compleat an injustice, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. No, it's so much more than a protein powder, and it's we could spend a lot of time going into details with, you know, what does the pomegranate juice do? What's special about pomegranate? What's special about Well, citrus pectin, for example, it has citrus pectin in it, which studies have shown citrus pectin tends to help prevent or inhibit metastasis. Now, you know, we certainly can't say that the Compleat would do that, but it has ingredients in there that research has been done on that it's just very, very healthy.
Mm-hmm. Many of the protein supplements out there are based on whey. And what's your professional opinion on the contrast between the protein sources, as you just mentioned, in the Compleat, compared to whey as a source of protein?
Well, whey is, of course, from milk, from dairy. And there's two basic proteins in cow milk, and that's casein and whey. And of the two, whey, I think, is definitely the better one. But, again, you don't have that variety. The pea protein, for example, there's been more and more research using that. I know some of the major supplement companies that sell only to healthcare professionals are using pea protein because of its amino acid profile. And I could spend a great deal of time talking about some of the problems that I feel there is with some of the dairy proteins and dairy in general, some of the connections that it has with certain conditions that we have, but that would be kind of outside the the scope of what we're trying to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I just think this blend is much healthier and overall much more complete, which kind
much
of fits
more
in the name of the product.
I'll go with that. Jim, I'm going to unmute the lines for a moment and ask anyone on the call if they have a question for you. Hold on a second. Okay, we're all unmuted. So would anyone like to ask Dr. Jim a question?
Hi, Dr. Jim, it's Janet. Janet Taylor?
Yes.
Hi there. Could you just talk to the sprouted grains that we've got in there and what's so good about them?
Well, in general, when grains are sprouted, let me back up just a little bit. A lot of the grains and beans have some enzyme inhibitors in there, and that's one of the reasons that dried grains store so well is because they've been kind of inactivated. But some of those inhibitors can actually make them more difficult to digest. But after they're sprouted, then that cancels out those inhibitors and really makes the nutrients in there much more available to our system. So it makes a lot of sense to use the sprouted grains.
Great. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Anyone else?
Yes, Lily Wolford here.
Hi.
I have a family member actually a couple of family members who, after they have their gallbladder out, they have a problem with diarrhea. Is there anything in the complete that would help them with that problem? My one sister takes an anti-diarrheal medicine every day, and I don't think that's really good for someone, but, you know, I'm not sure.
Well,
I know her diet is not, you know, she doesn't eat clean foods, you know, like it's recommended. She likes her meat and potatoes.
And certainly the higher fat foods like the meats and things are going to be more challenging to not having a gallbladder, because that's one of the things it does is it collects that bile and then that would help emulsify those fats. And when you don't have that, then the fats in the diet become more problematic. The body can't digest them as well. So I would, you know, as far as the question is whether there's anything specifically in the complete that would help that, I don't know. But the dietary changes almost certainly would.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Thanks, Lily. One more question from anyone?
Dr. Jim, this is Wayne Stagman.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi. Dr. Phillips and Dr. Strecker, when lecturing for us, talked about the recovery of excessive exercise, so to speak, or any kind of exercise.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about Complete and its ability to help us recover?
Well, again, I think the clean nutrition you're providing, you know, a good, very bioavailable source of protein, and depending on the type of exercise, but most exercise is going to tear down muscle a little. I mean, if you're running, you know, you're tearing down muscle in the legs. If you're weightlifting, of course, I mean, that's the way it builds up, is you tear things down and then build them up a little stronger. And, you know, the protein blend in there would be a very good bioavailable source of protein for the body to use. Plus, you've got a real good source of carbs to, you know, replenish the glycogen. And I think it would be an excellent recovery food.
Let me close with one last question, Dr. Jim, and I apologize for not giving you advance notice of this, but I know you don't need it. We have a lot of clinical research, published research on Juice Plus, Orchard Garden, and Vineyard Blends, and we have one study which included the Complete, which is the MD Anderson study, a randomized parallel group dietary study for stages 2 to 4 ovarian cancer survivors.
Right.
that being the title of the study. Do you have any comments on the significance of the Complete product being included in that study, Jim, and the results of it?
Well, I think a real key there, of course, they were taking the capsules and the complete, and basically what they found was with the capsules, it was really that they had one group that was consuming 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and the other group was the capsules and the complete. And basically what they said was that 5 servings of fruits and vegetables plus the capsules was the equivalent. Was that a question? was the equivalent of the 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, at least the equivalent. But then also, I think a very important thing here is the ones that were taking the capsules and the complete had improved protein status. And that would be primarily from the, from the complete. And that's very important in cancer patients. Cancer patients, they have a lot of trouble with food in general. They have trouble eating, they have trouble assimilating it, and to have a very bioavailable source of protein that actually research has shown improved their protein status, I think is extremely significant.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, bottom line, you look at that study and see that it as a significant supporter of our claim that Juice Plus products help to bridge the gap.
Oh, I think so. I think that's that. Way back towards the beginning, they talked about the capsules being the next best thing to eating more fruits and vegetables, and then this bridging the gap idea. I mean, it's not a sales statement or just kind of a jingoistic type of thing. I mean, it's the truth. Most people, no matter how well we try, we don't eat as well as we should, and it does bridge that gap. I think the research is very clear on that with both the capsules and then this one study on the complete pretty much says that's right in there in the same ballpark. It's doing very well.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, before I thank you for joining us tonight, Dr. Jim, and for your wonderful contribution, I want to remind everyone that our position, the positioning of the Juice Plus Complete from corporate NSA in Memphis out through us, the field representatives for Juice Plus out here in the real world, is consistently that Juice Plus Complete is not a meal replacement product. We have to understand that and make sure that we're not claiming that it is, and that if a person is losing weight because they're taking Juice Plus Complete or because they're on the Complete Transformation Program, that's a wonderful benefit. But again, we should not be promoting and marketing Juice Plus Complete as a weight loss product. And from my perspective, and Dr. Jim, you can make a last comment on this, I don't believe we need to position Juice Plus Complete as anything other than what it is, which is a highly nutritious, whole food-based drink mix, which Dr. Jim Guest has given us a tremendously valuable perspective on. Right, Jim?
Oh, I agree. I think, I couldn't say it any better than that. It's there. I can say for 18 years here, that there have been very, very few days that I have not consumed Juice Plus Complete. It's, it's just really, I think, an amazing product.
And when we say that you, Jim, are powered by Juice Plus, we mean it including the sense that, I didn't ask you to tell us this, but your favorite toy is a beautiful motorcycle, which makes me envious every time I see you on it. What do you have these days, Jim?
I have a BMW. It's a GTL 1600.
Yeah, okay, I just went green. So as well as everything else, Dr. Jim is an avid BMW rider, and well done, Jim. Proud of you. I think that means we are done. Thanks, everyone, for being on the call. God bless, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.
Pleasure being here.
Thank you
bye-bye.
So much.